You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Based in Aotearoa, as we know, their work centres around allocating food to those who live in food poverty, and then getting people that may not have experienced food poverty and are now experiencing food poverty into a network or community where they can find help or aid within it. So I spoke to them this morning about what food poverty is looking like in Aotearoa post-COVID-19.
In Aotearoa, about 30% of the population actually suffers from some form of food poverty. And for children, it's about one in every five children. That's about 180,000 children in New Zealand live without adequate nutritious food on a daily basis. So that's on a daily basis. So the numbers were already pretty staggering and pretty disappointing given, you know, how we feel about our life here in Aotearoa being one that's really, really good. But on the back of COVID, we've obviously seen the number of people living in a form of food poverty increase. And many of these people are people who never thought they would find themselves in this situation. And it will be the first time they've ever found themselves in this situation. So we're getting those people who have always suffered from some form of food poverty, whether it's missing a meal every day or missing a few every week. Now we have people who are not used to being in the space, don't know how to deal with the space, don't know where to go and get help from, and often feel shy and embarrassed or whakamā about their situation. So we've probably seen about a 20% increase in the people who are needing some form of food assistance, and we expect that number will grow in the future.
Right, and as you mentioned, I guess there's, in an odd way, perhaps a community around those or a network around those who have experienced this before. When dealing with this kind of influx and this influx of people that are not necessarily situated in that network or with a community that will support them in that way, or a community that they're perhaps, as you said, embarrassed to go to for support in that way, what changes for a people generally trying to provide help for people in food poverty, but also for Kiwi Harvest?
There's been necessary changes and innovation and new initiatives throughout our business and out throughout the charitable organisations that either deal with food solely or provide food as part of another social service that they're delivering. And so we have seen a growth in food banks and food pantries exponential, you know, times 10 the number of food pantries, pātaka, food hubs, and likewise, a similar increase in the number of people wanting to volunteer to help in this area, which is really heartening to see. At Kiwi Harvest, it's really meant an expansion. So we've really had to grow our sites to make sure that we could pull through more food and get that food to our existing clients, our existing recipients, but also make sure that we can get ourselves in a position to take on new recipients. And that's the space we find ourselves in at the moment. Before COVID, we sat at Kiwi Harvest at about 240 recipients nationwide. Today, we're at 261 and probably with another 30 organisations sitting on our waiting list. So expansion, more volume, more resources, greater logistics, a better reach, especially out to those smaller communities that are difficult to get to transport-wise. We're all looking at ways that we can cooperate and make sure that everybody who needs help at least knows where it is and has some sort of access to it.
Is this currently obviously operates on successfully, dare I say, at a community level? Ahead of the election, which I guess is tomorrow at this point, is this something that can be changed, or helped or provided for within legislative changes that could be subject to either a new government or the current government continuing plans?
I guess on the back of COVID, we have seen an increase in government support and government funding, not only for our organisations, but for many organisations, primarily coming out of the Ministry of Social Development and the Ministry for the Environment, both either addressing food poverty or food waste and the negative impacts of food waste. So we've seen a definite recognition and awareness that despite there being an issue, issues before COVID, COVID has really shone a light on the situation in New Zealand in terms of food waste and food poverty. Especially, I guess, when you were going through COVID, if you can remember during the lockdown and people were talking about essential services and essential items, and it really helped us realise what they actually were. And that was food, that was shelter, that was our environment, and that was medical support, and all those people who work in those sectors. And so on the back of that, we're seeing a much improved support and awareness of these particular issues in New Zealand. Now, going forward, the situation, like I said, is only going to worsen. But also remembering that the issues of food waste and food poverty were here before COVID struck Aotearoa, before COVID struck the world. And our aim is to make sure that this continues to be an issue that is recognised and addressed and supported by the government, whether that's by funding or whether that's by regulation. One thing we don't have in New Zealand at the moment is a formal strategy or policy to deal with food waste and food poverty, and nor do we have the appropriate, I guess, rules and guidelines and legislation to ensure that we are putting some boundaries around the bad behaviours to do with food waste, and making sure that we think that any New Zealander who has to go hungry every day and every week is just not the sort of New Zealand that we should be living in and that we want to be living in. And that's what we want the government to pay attention to and help us do something about.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was Blandina Diamond of Kiwi Harvest speaking to us about food security, food poverty, and reallocating food post-COVID-19.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.